Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Crypto School. Here, we demystify cryptocurrency. Talk about Bitcoin, Ripple, etc. Today is 20th of May. And today, we'll be talking about Bitcoin. Try to take you through a brief history of Bitcoin, how it has fared along the way. But before then, let me mention that Bitcoin has crossed the $2,000 mark. Now, Bitcoin is, the price is at $2,003. That's in Nigeria, it's like ₦771,900 if you want to buy one Bitcoin now. This represents more than 100% appreciation in the last 5 months. Okay, let's go to the history of Bitcoin. What was Bitcoin and how did Bitcoin come about? Bitcoin came about in 2008 when the founder Satoshi Nakamoto, he wrote a paper titled Peer-to-Peer Electronic Cash System. So in 2009, the first Bitcoin was created, and since then this has just been going. Then how is it that Bitcoin come about? Bitcoin comes about that computer solving a mathematical problem through a process called mining. So like I mentioned earlier on in the previous episode, how we mine for gold. Computers mine for Bitcoin, so you don't really create Bitcoin out of thin air. So now, someone asks who owns Bitcoin. Truth is, Bitcoin is decentralized. Nobody owns Bitcoin. Anybody can buy Bitcoin. Anybody can mine Bitcoin. And the process is so open that everybody sees when new Bitcoins come about into circulation. People see the transactions that go on. If I send Bitcoin to an address, people see it. So this is possible because of Bitcoin is built on something they call blockchain. Blockchain is let me just say is a ledger, but a public ledger where every transaction is open. And the good thing with blockchain is that for Bitcoin you can trace it back to its creation. Let's say I have a Bitcoin. Let's say I mine a Bitcoin. I send it to you. You send it to like 500 people. That particular Bitcoin can still be traced back to where it was created. Now, people say Bitcoin is a scam, is a Ponzi scheme. Let me first of all tell you about how the journey has been so far. The first Bitcoin transaction was someone bought Bitcoin. Used 10,000 worth of Bitcoin to purchase 2 pizza. Just check the price of pizza. I don't know, pizza can be like 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, or 10,000 worth of Bitcoin in 2009 was worth 2 pizza. But now 1 Bitcoin is worth 700,000 naira. So that's how you can see how it's going. And also market capitalization of Bitcoin is $32 billion. So you can check what $32 billion is. For us to understand this, in Nigeria now, let's see, our budget has never reached 7 trillion naira. So 7 trillion naira should be like around maybe no more than $20 billion. So just for it to show, see that market capitalization of Bitcoin is more than Nigeria's budget. And also the average volume of Bitcoin every day, almost 1 million Bitcoin is traded. People buy, people sell, like close to 1 million Bitcoin. So that's like trading volume of Bitcoin is close to $1 billion. So this is more than trading volume of Nigerian Stock Exchange. Let me take you through a history of the price of Bitcoin, because Bitcoin didn't just like I told you, it didn't just become this expensive. Mentioned that the first transaction of Bitcoin was someone used 10,000 Bitcoin to buy a piece. Okay, as of April 2010, one Bitcoin was like 0.003 cents. But they first surge in price of Bitcoin, then it was moving up, appreciating. Then in July 2011, Bitcoin reached $31. So that's like 9,000 naira if you use your official exchange rate, or like 12,000 naira if you use like black market. Then something happened, the price fell to $2. But within some months, it rose back again to $13. So the price fell to $2 in 2011, December. Then before December 2012, it increased to $13. So between July 2011 and December 2011, it lost more than 80% of its value. But Bitcoin didn't disappear, it did not die. So this is trying to tell you that if in its infancy it could lose 80% of its value and did not die, that's showing that it's resilient, it can withstand shock. Let's fast forward. Then in April 2013, Bitcoin has already moved to $26. In November 2013, Bitcoin crossed the $1,000 mark. 1,242. Then after that, the price crashed to $600 in December 2013. It did not die. That's more than 50% of its value. Then in January 2014, it was trading between $750 to $1,000 per Bitcoin. Then February 2014, it crashed $550. But well, let's fast forward to this year. Something happened beginning of this year. In general, beginning of this year, Bitcoin was trading at around $1,150. Then this rumor said that China is going to ban Bitcoin. This caused the price of Bitcoin to fall from $1,450 to $750. And like that's like 30% fall in value. Bitcoin didn't die, but it was an opportunity for people, the long-term investors like myself, to buy Bitcoin cheaply. So, but now, within a month, Bitcoin appreciated to $1,290, and since then, it has not looked south. It's been going north. As of now, Bitcoin is worth over $2,000. So that means if you bought Bitcoin in January, you had 100% appreciation. Now, why is the price of Bitcoin rising? That's one thing people know. The price is rising because, one, people are beginning to understand that what Bitcoin can do, the potential in this currency, and they are trying to use, people are coming into it, the cryptocurrency world. So, like, and I told you that Bitcoin is limited in supply, so naturally the price will keep going up. Secondly, I've told you that people are using Bitcoin now. For instance, now in this year, Japan legalized Bitcoin. That means if you're in Japan, you can. If I'm in Japan, Bitcoin is money there. Stores accept Bitcoin. For Bitcoin, how government sees Japanese yen, that's how they see Bitcoin. So if a country like Japan should legalize Bitcoin, that's tell that something, that this is something serious, that this is something fine. It might not replace money in the future, but it's going to play a very important role in years to come. So I would like to tell you about some notable people that accept Bitcoin as a means of transaction. You know that Microsoft accepts Bitcoin. Yeah, you can buy Xbox with Bitcoin. Bloomberg accepts Bitcoin. Virgin Atlantic accepts Bitcoin. Wikipedia accepts Bitcoin. Uber in Argentina accepts Bitcoin as a means of payment. So it's to tell you that these things, they are not scam. These things, they are real. And why am I doing this? I want many Nigerians to get on board. Let's imagine that Nigerians own like 2.1 million Bitcoin. That's like 10% of it. That's wealth coming to Nigeria. Yeah, I know some of you like interested. How can I buy Bitcoin? How do I start? The first thing is starting with Bitcoin is that you have to have a wallet, Bitcoin wallet. It's easy to create. Then you buy your Bitcoin. Like here, our advice, please, when you buy your Bitcoin, there are many scams around that, like abuse it for Ponzi, no. This is my recommendation. Buy and hold for the long term. This is not something say you want to buy for the one, just buy and hold for like 1 year. So it's I'm preaching a long term something here. I'm not saying there are many websites that say grow Bitcoin, mine Bitcoin. No, what I'm saying, use Naira and buy Bitcoin and keep it and hold it. So okay, how can you send Bitcoin to one another when you, with your wallet? Can send Bitcoin from someone to someone. I'm going to really cover that, how to open an account, where to open an account, where to buy Bitcoin, maybe in the next episode. But let me try and tell you what this cryptocurrency is going to do. Before the pre-internet era, sending message from one place to another was cumbersome, was quite unreliable. Apart from radio, it was quite I won't say hard, but time consuming sending message from one place to another. But the internet solved that, the email solved that. With email, you can send message from point A to point B to point C in a short while. Now, things trend very fast. Like, something should happen now. It's possible someone in the US will even hear before you. Something happened like around you. Now, this is what cryptocurrency wants to do with money. It's going to increase circulation of money. Now, imagine you want to send money to your friend in the US. So we have to either use Western Union, go to Western Union. But with this, Bitcoin or Litecoin or any of this cryptocurrency, with your phone, just send it to the person. And the person gets it like less than 5, 10, almost instantly. That's the beauty of this thing. So really, I want as many Nigerians as possible to get into this. Like most of these things I've said, I'm going to, in the description, I'm going to like put the link here. So really, I don't make up these things. These things, they are facts. And you can verify them. So I'm going to put the link here. So you can even go there and read and check these things out for yourself. Also, remember that this is the crypto school where we demystify cryptocurrency. If you like what I'm doing, you can share this with your friends. You can follow me on Twitter at Nevu2-0, Nevu2-0. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at Nevu2.0. Please, if you have any question on this and maybe there's a part of Bitcoin you'd like me to talk about, just in the comment on it below. Or tweet at me and I would give you a feedback. So on this episode, talking about how to buy Bitcoin, how to secure your Bitcoin, and talk about also possible Bitcoin scams around and how to keep yourself safe. Thank you, and watch out for my next episode. Bye.